I'm Sean Collier. There's Robin Hitchcock.
Hello.
We've been on a journey through planets and so many characters.
So many.
All the characters. I'm just going to name them all right now. Ant-Man. Okay, no, I'm not really going to do that. We saw Avengers.
We did. Oh, my goodness.
We've done it. Robin is so excited about not telling people.
I am so excited about having secrets.
I want to let you know this might be posted before you think it.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
So, okay. Technically, the social media embargo lifted at the conclusion of the screening. So you could tweet about it right now if you wanted.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, maybe I will.
But we're not going to spoil it. Here, we're just going to tell you what we thought. I have feelings. They're conflicted. If Mantis were in the room, she could clear some of them up. I will attempt to do the same this week on You Can't Handle the Truth. It is You Can't Handle the Truth for Friday, April 27th, 2018, Avengers Infinity War Day. Happy Avenger Day, Robin.
Happy Avenger Day.
We don't have a May the 4th for this yet.
No, not yet.
Did you know there's an Aliens Day?
What? No.
I think it's Thursday. There's like...
The 26th of April?
It's really tortured. It's like... And I haven't seen it. I have not seen Aliens. I have only seen Alien... but apparently the ship in Aliens was like something something 426, and so thus fans have declared that April 26th is Aliens Day.
What day is Miss Congeniality Day?
Oh,
where all you need is
one.
a light jacket.
That's a really
I think
good
I missed
one.
It. It's in April.
Yeah. April 5th?
Maybe. I was thinking about it when it was snowing in April.
Yes.
I was like, I need more than a light jacket.
Well, the reason there isn't one day for Avengers is because every day is for Marvel.
That's true.
Little box office fun fact. Barring a really weird result, this weekend will be the first weekend in 10 years with two Marvel Cinematic Universe movies in the top 10.
Oh, wow.
It happened briefly with Iron Man and the Hulk We Don't Speak Of.
Oh, that is not the Hulk We Don't Speak Of. The Hulk We Don't Speak Of is Ang Lee's Hulk.
There are two Hulks we don't speak
okay.
of. Nothing. I don't even know if that is like real canon, the MCU Incredible Hulk.
It is. Like General Ross was in it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and Tony Stark was in the tag scene.
Are we meant to assume that it's just a recasting?
I think so, yes. Same thing with Rhodey.
Right. Okay, sure. And I guess there's like a sub-villain and a love interest in that one that we're just like, you know what, never mind.
Correct.
Liv Tyler and that one guy.
Tim Roth?
Yeah, I think
he
so.
He didn't make it out, I don't think.
Oh, no, there was like a sub, like someone else.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's been a long time.
It has been a while.
Marvel is just running the show.
Yeah.
I once speculated on this very show, will we eventually get to the point where every movie theater just has one screen that's the Marvel screen? That only, like, if this is an 8, you know, Theater 1 just goes from one Marvel movie to the next because they come out that frequently.
Mm.
We now need more than one. We actually surpassed that.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're everywhere. And it's all been building to this. Every one of the 19 movies, 18, this is the 19th.
This is the 18th, I think.
Has been building to this one, entitled Black Panther and His Friends in Our Hearts, but Avengers Infinity War in reality. Spoiler free, just your snap reaction sitting here in the party room.
I liked it.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I was thinking about this. I walked out of Avengers 2 saying, I liked it.
Age of Ultron?
Yeah. No, yeah. And watching it later on, I'm like, this movie is garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So it is possible that I will have different feelings about this movie with further reflection, but like, yeah. I had a really great time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am going to disagree in this, and it could be the opposite thing. It could be that I'm coming in with the weight of some expectations that I couldn't even describe, just the hype of we're getting the whole band together, and this is not doing it for me in that this did not quite do it for me in the way that I expected. Maybe when I go see this a second time, which inevitably I will, maybe on that second occasion I'm going to be able to just have more fun with it. Sitting here right now, my reaction is that left a lot to be desired.
So I did not have high expectations.
Okay.
I was thinking about how before binge watching,
mm-hmm.
I used to dislike season finales of TV shows.
Ah.
Because it was all too much,
mm-hmm.
and you know, there wasn't any real story because mm-hmm. it's very much just like build, build, build. There's no like character development, etc. And
right.
I thought this was gonna feel like the season finale of the Avengers movie TV show.
Yeah.
And it does.
Yes, definitely.
But it's a really good season finale.
The way that I'm on board with it was it was a very effective spectacle. It was very effective, you know, cramming all of these threads and characters and locations into one thing with a little bit more you know, oomph to what we've seen most recently. You know, the most
sure.
the most important movies to this one are like Guardians 2 and Thor Ragnarok and Spider-Man Homecoming.
And Black Panther.
So yeah, the more recent stuff obviously has the most impact, but it was as cool as expected to see all of these characters collide and come back together after everything we've seen. And while I'm being complimentary, what I really liked in the first hour or so is everything felt like a jaw-dropping set piece. It was just one of those to the next.
I really liked that there were jokes.
Yeah.
Good jokes. We laughed a lot.
Yeah.
And I was worried that they would completely forgo that.
Yeah.
Because of all the import.
Yeah. There was still a little bit of that. Not as much as, you know, a couple of the movies we just referenced are comedies, like Thor Ragnarok and Guardians 2 are
right.
comedies. And this wasn't that, but there were still jokes. I'm dancing around what I didn't like. Here's what I didn't like. It did feel more like a spectacle than a movie. It did not mm-hmm. feel like a story with a thread. You know, it felt,
I agree with that.
Yeah. It felt like the last 15 minutes of 12 movies.
Are there any real conversations in the entire movie?
No. Like, and not even, I mean, at the beginning at Doctor Strange's house, that can't be considered a spoiler. There's, we're at Doctor Strange's house and there is about 6 minutes of just talking about what's happening.
Okay.
That's pretty much the last one.
And after that, it's like dialogue is exchanged.
Yeah. And that left me a little cold. You know, it felt a little bit more greatest hits than movie. And then, listen, I'm not going to come close to spoiling the ending. I want to so much just because I have so much knowledge, but I'm not going to do that. I might carry around a sheet of spoilers in large print if anyone pisses me off in the next 3 days. But I'm not going to do that either.
That is sinister.
Just don't you want... Now you're in this position. Don't you kind of want to, like, write it on your hand and if anyone cuts you off in traffic?
That thought would not even occur to me, Sean.
You're too nice.
I guess so.
Yeah. I mean, it's like it's with great power comes great responsibility, and I am letting that turn me into a villain.
You've also experienced this more than once 20 minutes ago, so
yeah, it's interesting that the Disney multiverse are the only people that actually say, please don't spoil anything, even in your review.
Right.
And that's because they know that now we're walking around with information that the public wants.
Right.
Which happened for me the first time with Force Awakens, when I just wanted to go up to people on the street and just really quickly go, Han Solo dies, and just see if they catch it. And if they don't, I just said a thing. But that would be cruel and evil.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I'm not like a guy who likes spoiling things. It just feels fun. In this case.
I'm a little afraid of you right now, Sean.
Yeah, but you have the knowledge I have.
Okay.
So you're the only person who I don't have power over.
Oh, goodness.
What the hell are we talking about?
You didn't like the ending.
Yes. Don't freak out. I'm not spoiling it. I'm just saying that the ending, to me, instead of going in a direction that adjusts for what the Marvel movies are, went to what I'll gently call some dumb comic book bullshit. And that made me angry more than it made me intrigued about what's going to happen.
I think that is completely fair. Did you ever read comic books?
Not really growing up. A little bit more recently.
Okay. Because I didn't grow up reading. I mean, I read some Fantastic Four and Archie comics, obviously.
Yeah.
But, you know, I read a lot of comics in college, and you get used to comic book bullshit.
Right.
So I think that this is definitely one of the least accessible Marvel movies for the casual fan.
Oh, yeah. This is not the one to go to.
I hope that someone does that, though. I hope someone takes someone who doesn't really know anything about Marvel movies and gets their reaction.
Yeah.
That would be a great piece.
2.5 hours of, who's that? And it's like, you have no idea.
Right.
I even know, and a couple of times in there, I'm like, who is that one again? Like, right at the end, hanging out with what's his name? Like, I was like, I don't remember you. I'm sorry, there are too many people here. Which Spider-Man makes a joke out of.
That's true.
Yeah, at least they called attention to it. So because you're used to it, it didn't bother you as much that, like seeing where they're going.
I mean, I definitely was like, oh, this is more like a comic book than a movie.
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily make me like it less. Or no, that's not true. It makes me like it less. Yeah. I wish this had felt more like a movie.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make me dislike it.
I wouldn't go all the way to disliking it. I think that, I don't know. I think that this couldn't stand up to this can't stand up to its own hype in certain regards. It does in others. Like I said, it's cool to see them all together. But I think that I can only compare it to wrestling because that's all I can do in life. Occasionally, being a long-term wrestling fan, all you want is for the story to not go where you think it's going, right? Just don't have that guy win. I don't even care what you do other than have that guy win. It's just everything, my whole experience with this says that guy's going to win, so just please do anything but that. And then when that guy wins, even if that's what was being built up, you're like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
And this kind of feels, oh, all right. You needed to find a way to do it, and you took the path of least resistance.
Okay. I think that one of the things that was weakest or least effective for me was the variable strength of Thanos.
Oh, yeah.
And assorted other
accessory
villains.
Mm-hmm.
It was like some scenes, it's like completely unstoppable.
Yeah.
And then other scenes, it's like, you know, he can punch the Hulk, right?
Yeah, that's, I mean,
like he literally fist fights.
Yeah, I'm not going to count this as a spoiler because it's like minute 6 and it should give you an idea of how this movie goes. In minute 6, Thanos gets into a fist fight with the Hulk.
Right.
And that kind of implies that, oh, he's the strongest thing in this entire universe. Nobody even bother trying to fight him with anything other than like magic. Was that a spoiler? You'll never know. I mean, you will know very soon. But yeah, and then later, people like kind of try to mess with him, and it does go back and forth a lot.
Yeah.
And there's also, I felt there were a lot of moments of like, Why isn't this thing happening? To build the drama for another 2 minutes.
Plot reasons.
Not even plot reasons, just like the strings have not swelled to the appropriate volume yet.
Okay.
So this guy isn't quite here.
This I really hate that CinemaSins stuff, but their video for this is going to be like 4 hours long.
Yeah. The honest trailers I love.
Yes, I know. Mm-hmm. I think that one of those guys turned out to be one of the garbage people that were revealed over the last year, though.
Really? At Screen Junkies?
Yeah, so I stopped watching them for that reason.
Well, I'll look into that.
Okay.
If I
just slandered someone, I apologize.
What did I just... the original like guy who did the voice in Honest Trailers, in an instance of the world coming full circle, was a side character in a Marvel movie.
Oh, wow.
Like ascended enough in his career to be like, you know, 8 roles in a Marvel movie. I forget which one it was. And we locked our phones in the car, so I can't look it up.
I know. It was very weird being away from my phone and not knowing what time it was.
Yeah.
Because I don't use my phone during movies.
No.
But I do the thing where I put it next to my leg and click what time it is.
Yeah.
So I have an idea of like, are we in the third act yet?
That was, I wish that my fantasy scenario that I pitched during the credits was true. We had no idea what time it was. It felt like we had been there for a while, but I couldn't swear that we had been there for 2.5 hours.
Right.
So I said, the most Marvel thing they could possibly do was there's an additional 40 minutes of movie after the credits.
Right.
I really wish that would have happened.
That would have been fun.
Spoiler, there isn't 40 minutes of movie after
there
the credits.
There is not.
I feel like I'm being a little bit of a you know...
Buzzkill.
Of a CinemaSins buzzkill. Yeah. Of a, like, I'm complaining about this stuff. So convince me I'm wrong. You're the best at it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Robin is the best in the city at convincing me I'm wrong about a movie. So
I convince you you're wrong because I am giving you a larger context of, you know, feminism or old movies you haven't seen.
Right. This isn't that.
I think that I would just sort of appeal to, like, fun kid inside of you.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much big things go boom, smashy, smashy.
That's true.
And it is not, you know, I compared it, or earlier I talked about Age of Ultron.
Mm-hmm.
The action in that movie was so muddled and you never really knew who was where or what was going on.
Yeah.
This was so well orchestrated for scenes that involved 700 characters.
That's true. That was really great. There are 50 moments of, oh my God, this Avenger's here, and they're all exciting.
And things that genuinely surprised me.
Really?
Yeah, we'll talk about it after.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, yes. Yes. There are some of those. And I liked all of that. I also really liked the way the plot is divided up. It is not cheap. It's not like, these three are over here because reasons. It's very much like...
It makes sense.
This set of people thinks that has this objective to pursue. This set of people has this objective to pursue. And we divide up and really only come back together at a natural time.
Yeah.
It's not... That is not forced at all. And that is an incredible feat of not just screenwriting, but... just logistics.
Right.
The big, long, white paper on a wall somewhere for this movie is insane.
With 5 decks of post-it notes.
Yeah.
For all the characters.
This morning I watched a 15-minute, like, recapping the MCU to this point. The follow-up to that is this whole movie.
Yeah.
There is nothing extraneous in there at all.
That is true.
I mean, there's like a couple of moments of needed comic relief. Everything else is
which
plot.
Those are not extraneous.
No, right. No. That's literally the definition of comic relief is we need a break for a second.
Yeah.
Drax, do you have something to say?
Yeah.
So that's good. No, that's why I want to see it again. This keeps happening because Mary Beth can never make it to the screening, the time that the screening is. So the last 4 or 5 Marvel movies I've seen a second time with her, I bet when I walk out of this again, I will have had a better time. Right now, it's...
You're like sitting with it.
I'm sitting with it, and it is also a slight... matter of they have increased my expectations too far, almost. Okay. And by that, I'm speaking of almost exclusively of Black Panther.
Okay.
There is...
See, Black Panther's like a quality sweeps week episode.
Right.
Those are always better. Your February episodes, those are the best ones.
Yeah.
And it came out in February.
And it came out in February. I mean, now it's nice because now I have the Wakanda Forever test of all new superhero movies. Was this better than Black Panther?
That's
no,
a brutal
Wakanda
test.
Forever.
That is like, a brutal test.
I mean, it will be a long, long time, I think, before that's passed.
Yeah.
And this is after a year, in 2017, had two of my, like, top five superhero movies ever in Wonder Woman and Logan. Staggeringly, both not MCU movies. But I think Black Panther is probably better than both of those.
Yeah.
So I bring it up not to be, like, you know, a defiant and angry, but to say you just 2 months ago, you put out a movie that raised a bar to a level that I don't know that you can reach.
I don't know why they moved up the release of this. Mm. I feel like they should have scrambled to get more Wakanda stuff in.
Yeah.
That's going to cost them money.
Oh, we talked about this a little bit last week. This will not make as much money as Black Panther.
No, it will not.
Black Panther is now the third highest grossing
That's
movie
correct.
Of all time.
In the U.S.
Right. And domestic unadjusted for inflation. Box office is funny, guys. But that depends on people going and seeing something three or four or five times.
Right.
That's not going to happen with this movie.
No, it is not.
It's not that. It may be a movie you go to see twice, particularly if you're a big fan of Marvel movies, but you're not going to bond to this movie as a part of your identity like
right.
people are doing with Black Panther. Yeah.
I'm going to go see it again.
Yes, but not... It's also... of all the markets that are... Black Panther hit an underserved market.
That's true.
This is hitting the most overserved market.
That is true.
So that...
we're going to move on to the next shiny thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Which I think is why they moved it up, right?
They moved it up. Why did they move it up?
I don't know. To mess with me and my Charlize Theron podcast, because Charlize Theron's new movie, Tully, was supposed to have come out already, and they
and
bumped
then Tully
it back,
got moved
to,
back.
They put it back in May.
Okay. Well.
Rude.
Are you out of Charlize Theron movies?
We have five left, including Tully.
If you're not listening to the Theronathon, listen to the Theronathon. I particularly recommend the full episode about four perfume commercials.
It's a short episode, but it is, we do talk about 4 minutes of content for at least half an hour.
It's so great. They do movies too, but I like the thinking. Like, these are very short films.
Yeah.
They are commercial, so is the Lego movie. This
That's
counts.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, what are the five left? Tully, the forthcoming movie.
Mad Max.
Mad Max Fury Road?
Yeah.
Oh, you were saving that.
We're saving
we
that
were
one.
Very deliberately saving it.
Sweet November.
Okay.
Which is going to be our final episode.
Why?
Well, because she's in it with Keanu Reeves, who will be the subject of our next podcast, The Keanu Review.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, spoilers for a movie that came out 20 years ago, she dies.
Oh, that's
yeah.
fitting. Yeah.
So.
And then two others that you can't think of off the top
Astronaut's
of your head.
Astronaut's Wife and In the Valley of Ella.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I feel like I saw in the... What's In the Valley of Ella?
Tommy Lee Jones was nominated for an Oscar for it.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I literally remember one scene. And of all the scenes, it's them having a conversation about how soldiers should wear pantyhose under their uniforms if they are serving in cold environments.
Fascinating.
That's the scene I remember.
Okay.
So it was not that memorable of a movie. The Theronathon is great. I look forward to the Keanu review, despite the fact that I am a noted non-fan of Keanu Reeves. This is a great riff
for
in
now.
My friendship with Robin. I wonder, there's no way that Charlize has done a video game role, right?
She might have done voice work if they made a Prometheus video game.
So that's my question.
Yeah.
If Keanu Reeves has a prominent role in a video game, do you have to put 40 hours into that video game?
I hope not. That doesn't sound great.
You just did perfume commercials.
Yeah. We'll see.
I was thinking about that listening to the because, and I don't know if Keanu Reeves does. Lots of actors do. If he did an Emma Stone podcast, weirdly, she's the love interest in the Xbox game Sleeping Dogs.
Okay.
So it's like, would you do that?
You know what we haven't done is they made a movie of celebrities floating in space for Google Cardboard. Do you remember that thing where it was like...
It was like a 3D VR viewer that you can make at home and just put your phone in?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I went to Mars.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right. We haven't done that.
Wait, why? They're just literally floating in space?
Well, that's what Charlize is doing. I don't remember it. I did watch it.
Through a Google Cardboard?
Yeah.
And what, you just kind of can drift around her?
Yeah.
And analyze her in from different angles?
Yes.
That's... Tapping into one of the great horrors of the coming VR revolution. This is all to say, listen to the Theronathon and the forthcoming Keanu review.
And to say that Black Panther is going to make more money than Infinity War.
Right. I forget exactly why that we were talking about why it was moved. I forget exactly why they decided to move it up. I know that that affected everything. That moved Ready Player One up, too, and probably took some money away from Ready Player One. But...
They have so much power.
Yes.
They're like us when we leave this room.
They could spoil anything at any time. They could tell us what... Wait. Scanning my brain to consider if this line of conversation is spoilery.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you to err on the side of caution.
Sorry, guys. We'll have a much different conversation. The next time Robin is on the podcast... We will have a more open conversation about Infinity War.
Oh, that sounds great.
Because you will have, everyone will have seen it by then. For now...
it's still going to make an absurd amount of money.
Yes. It'll be the number two movie of the year in all likelihood. Jurassic World? It'll be the number two or three movie of the year. But Black Panther is the only superhero movie I have gone to and seen and given a 10.
Okay.
I probably would have given The Dark Knight a 10. I was not reviewing yet.
Okay.
So I'm now reckoning with the idea that maybe that elevated my expectations too high.
Okay.
Just for superhero movies in general. If you can do that, why are you doing this?
Yeah. But you can't do that is right. The thing. You can make a Black Panther if it's about one central character and people who he has relationships with, right? A coworker of Colin's saw Black Panther, and I think it was a woman, and she said, you know, it was just a movie about a family.
Yes.
And that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a movie about scores of people dealing with huge events.
It's a movie about comic book characters doing comic book things.
Right.
Which is why it went where it did,
so
I guess.
So they are two different things.
Yeah.
So you can't do what Black Panther did with this.
Yeah, and I really liked the last, you know, this current run of Marvel movies, Spider-Man and Guardians and Thor Ragnarok and Black Panther, obviously. And those kind of were all smaller stories.
I didn't like Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Oh, why?
I thought it was boring and I don't care about daddy issues. And I think I don't like the characters as much as other Marvel movies. This movie, I enjoyed the Guardians' participation in this as much as I've ever enjoyed them.
Well, that's a question. I mean, the first Guardians, they kind of came out of nowhere. And it's like, look at these brand new guys.
Right.
And then the second one, they kind of had to still be entertaining.
And I was kind of like, okay, this is more of this.
But I love Mantis so much.
Mantis is wonderful.
Yeah.
And she's great in this one, too.
Yeah, she's really good in this one.
I found Doctor Strange less annoying than normal.
Yeah, he man, does his movie feel like an act of obligation in retrospect.
Absolutely.
It's like, well, we got to get this guy here.
Right.
I guess we'll spend $200 million doing that. But I didn't hate Doctor Strange. It was
I didn't hate it either.
It was one of the lesser ones, certainly.
Yeah.
The only real character to talk about is Thanos now that, you know, we've had these little nibbles of him for 5 years and now he's really here.
Yeah.
He was fine.
He's fine.
He is above the forgettable level of Marvel villains and below the exclusively Killmonger level of Marvel villains. You know, they've had a couple, again, they're mostly recent. They started to get over the Marvel villains are never interesting thing with Cate Blanchett and with Michael Keaton. We're both okay.
Oh, yeah.
Good enough. And I thought Thanos was in that good enough range.
I would say Thanos was less engaging for me than Cate Blanchett or Michael Keaton.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
And he's in it a lot more.
This, yes.
He might get the most screen time of any character.
Well, while I'm being a killjoy, I'm back to it now. The other thing was, a lot of this depended, one, on Thanos' screen time.
Yeah.
Which, yeah.
Right.
And two, on a relationship between two characters, I'm saying that in the vaguest way possible, that was never set up or teased at all.
I disagree with that.
Unless I'm forgetting a
You're
scene.
You're forgetting.
Okay, well, not memorably
okay.
set up.
And also, there's comic book history there.
Yeah, but that I do take a stand on. Doesn't count.
You're right. It shouldn't.
Yeah, right.
But I guess that maybe I had appreciated the seeds being planted more because I knew the history.
Again, we have to be very vague. I did not like that whole thread. How do you feel about it? If you've already seen it, you know what we're talking about. It starts in Scotland. That one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There were some Buffy season 5 problems here mm-hmm. for me. And I feel like I can't really go further into this without getting spoilery. But this whole, the fate of the universe depends on one person thing.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, get rid of that one person.
Yeah.
That's my evil side.
Right.
You want to spoil people. Mm-hmm. I want to kill someone to save the universe.
Oh, there are so many core characters that I would have killed over the course of this movie.
Right.
To the point where, which should not be taken as a spoiler either way about how many characters do or do not die or if any character, you get what I mean. I'm just saying there are moments where I feel like we could have cut 10 minutes off of this thing and maybe freshened it up a little bit more if we had just killed Avenger X.
Yeah.
Is that the name of an actual character? I bet it is.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so I guess this is all to say I'm surprised at how many problems I have with this movie.
Okay.
I didn't dislike it.
I'm not surprised. I feel like this is a movie that is going to leave a lot of people cold.
Yeah.
I think that if you go into it expecting it to be imperfect and just to enjoy the spectacle of it and mm-hmm. laugh at the funny jokes, mm-hmm. I think you'll have a great time. Yeah. I did.
Yeah. I had a good time. I absolutely had a good time. I'm just going to keep being a killjoy about it for the time being. Not because I don't want people to enjoy things, and I want you to go out and enjoy this and have fun, and I just, my expectations were too high, so lower yours a little bit.
I think that that's a great message.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think that there are people who are on the fence about seeing this. Mm-hmm. If there are, I think you can skip it. Mm-hmm. But I feel like everybody's going to go see it anyway. So just tell them what to expect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's our lesson for the message and life. Expect less. And you'll enjoy things more. I'm going to end, and this is the closest thing to a spoiler that I will say in the entire episode. Unless you have, do you have anything to, further points before I build to a...
No.
Because anything we would want to say is a spoiler.
Yes, we're very restricted right now.
Yeah, it's because there's so much plot and because big things start happening in the first scene.
Right.
This is the least we can discuss a movie.
Right.
The CGI looked good. Yay.
It really does.
Yes. I don't know about those. Yeah, that's fine. I don't know about those demigorgons that showed up.
Oh, I liked them.
I felt like now it looked like Xbox again.
Oh, okay.
But anyway. So this is the last thing I'll bring up. And this is the closest thing to a spoiler. If you want nothing that could even vaguely be considered a spoiler, and this is one of those thing that is not in the movie spoilers. So it's not even I'm telling you something. I'm talking about the absence of something. Turn off now, I guess. I just find this hilarious. Now Hawkeye doesn't show up.
Right.
Holy shit. He's been in 12 movies where we didn't need him. And now this is the movie that the entire premise is everybody's here now.
Right.
And he was written out with a throwaway line.
Yep.
Damn it, Hawkeye.
Also, weren't they like pretending that he was in it?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, I thought that Marvel said something like, Hawkeye has an important role.
Is that where the sentence ended?
I don't know. I have been putting my view askance at all material about this movie because I wanted to go in relatively fresh.
I wonder if that was the sentence, then I understand what that means. That means Hawkeye has an important role in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
I don't mind Hawkeye.
I don't mind Hawkeye either. It's just, man, is he a living joke.
He is superfluous.
He's. I'm sorry, Hawkeye. Everyone else, expect less, and you'll get... That's how I used to feel about baseball. That's why I like being a Pirates fan.
Yeah.
I don't ever expect them to do anything. So when they win, I can't be... It's a pleasant extra bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Go in expecting failure.
Failure is okay.
Yeah. With life. I'm going to stop being a killjoy now. Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.